And among the many musicians who will be performing at the festival will be Melody Walker and Jacob Groopman, my guests in this next hour. Melody, Jacob, welcome to KALW.
Hi, Joanne.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So let's start with Gold Rush Goddess, which is the opening song from your brand new CD, Melody. And I thought I'd play the studio version of that because I remember getting the CD in the mail a week ago and just being kind of blown away by that song. It starts the CD off with a big bang. So here we go with Melody Walker and Gold Rush Goddess on Folk Music and Beyond.
Gold dust in my head. I'm just shaking what God gave me, so feel free to stay. Did you take that gold from my mama's riverbed? Did you dynamite the mountain and then leave her for dead? Did you think that you could keep it and be rich beyond your dreams? Well, look deep into give it all to me. Yeah. Come down off that mountain, come down and watch me dance. You can love me with your eyes, just don't use your hands. Flashing in your pan, but I ain't fool enough to bet my money on no man. Did you take that gold from my mama's riverbed? Did you dynamite the mountain and then leave her for dead? Did you think that you could keep it and be rich beyond your dreams? Well, look deep in all to me. Come down off that mountain, you ain't nobody's king. But I'll show you something. Keep watching my body while I put you in a trance. I'm the goddess of Gold Rush, and you don't stand a chance. Did you take that gold from my mom's riverbed? Give it all to me. Yeah.
Rush Goddess, the title song from Melody Walker's brand new CD. And she calls this, quote, an eco-feminist old-time folk song with an Afro-Cuban twist. Melody, what was the inspiration for this song? I'm sure there's an interesting backstory, or maybe several interesting backstories.
Well, I'll see if I can keep it kind of PG and not go on too long. But the backstory on this song, I used to live up in Humboldt County. And Eureka has this great Arts Alive art walk thing they do every week. And I used to go down there and busk with some friends called the Vintner's Daughters. It's a little lady folk trio. And after a night of busking there, we tried to go get a beer with our tips at this place called the Shanty, which was packed to the gills and we couldn't fit in. But next door, there's a place called the Schooner, which was a lot more seedy and had supposedly exotic dancing in the back, which we'd never been in the back there. And we weren't really planning on going in the back either until we were sitting there having a beer. And a friend of ours from an open mic we used to run walked in a trench coat and said, "Hey, come on back. I'm dancing tonight." And so we ended up back there, and somehow all of our tips became her tips. And we kind of liked the transference idea. And we had this idea. We were actually with a few friends who had come down off the mountain, as we call it up in Humboldt, from doing some work up in the hills. And we had this kind of idea about the women of the town kind of calling the men from the mountains. And then this whole goddess thing came in, and thinking about bringing the gold back to the earth, back in the gold rush days. And then Oshun, the Afro-Cuban goddess of rivers and gold and flirtation, her song just made its way in there. It felt like a holler, and she felt like she kind of was the gold rush goddess.
And the end of that song ends with this chanting that comes from the Yoruba tradition?
Yeah, that's a song for Oshun. And it goes, Oro ye o ye ye, Oro ye o. Hmm. Yeah.
That's interesting. So Gold Rush Goddess is your first CD, and I understand that you raised the startup money for this recording through something called crowdsourcing, which is very similar to, Kickstarter in the nonprofit world.
Yeah, we used a site that's similar to Kickstarter called Indiegogo, and they're actually a San Francisco company. They're really great because the one thing that's different about Indiegogo is that you don't have to reach your goal. It's not an all or nothing thing as Kickstarter is. So it's kind of cool. You can set a goal, but if you fall short, you have to pay them a little higher percentage of what you gain. So you do have an incentive still to reach your goal, but it's kind of just a little different. It's a little less pressure on, and I wanted to try something different. So Indiegogo, I like them.
You exceeded your goal, didn't you?
We did. Yeah. We were trying to raise, $5,000, and we made just a little bit over. So it was good.
So, Gold Rush Goddess, I understand the entire CD is available as a free download. Why are you doing this?
It's a brave new world out there with MP3s and downloading. And we just wanted to make sure that everyone who wants to hear it can hear it. You know, it doesn't really make much sense to us for people to be wanting to hear the CD, yet they can't. And we're in a recession, people. Mm. So it's not easy. So, you know, you still got to pay for the physical copy, but online, digital, you know, there's little cost for us to make the MP3s. We can make as many as we want, so you can have as many as you want.
That's very generous of you. So how can people download Gold Rush Goddess?
Well, we're doing that a number of ways, actually. You can do it through our Bandcamp site. You can do it through our website, melodywalkermusic.com. And you can also pay for downloads if you really want to. You can pay what you like on both our website and the Bandcamp. You have the choice to enter any price you want, including zero. Or you could go on iTunes. It's there, too. And all those other downloading sorts of places. CD Baby. Yeah.
Melody Walker and Jacob Groopman are my guests today. Can I get the two of you to play us another song, maybe from another song from Gold Rush Goddess?
Sure. We were going to play the tune that ended up on Richard's compilation for the Folk Festival. This is the Family Band. Okay?
Yeah. One, two. Thank you.
want to be in a family bed, rolling down the road with your hand in my hand, living and loving the best we can. Oh, I want to be in a family band. Oh, I want to roll with the people I know, chucking through the rain and the sleet and snow, smiling through the pain because it makes us grow.
I wanna play every night and day, picking like the dickens the whole damn way, shining our love out from every stage. Well, I wanna play every night and day.
Walker and Jacob Groopman performing live for us in the KALW studios today. So the first time I heard you was a couple of months ago on the radio on KPFA. And your big voice, Melody, really got my attention as I was driving back to the East Bay. And so I was sort of casually forming an impression of you based on what I was hearing on the radio. So I was thinking, big voice, maybe she looks like an older country singer with big hair and sequins.
That would be awesome.
You know what? I did that for the CD release, though. You guys should have seen it. I got a purple and gold sequin dress to match the album cover, and we did the Dolly look. It was awesome.
Yeah. Nice. Well, now that I see you before me in person, you know, my illusions are completely shattered. You look like you look just like the rest of us. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Well, thank you. You guys are looking pretty good, so I'll take that as a compliment.
But your singing voice has this maturity and assurance and confidence that, you know, somebody your age, you know, most people your age don't have. So that's what threw me off.
Thanks. I don't know what else I can say. Thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I was reading somewhere that you've been singing your whole life and you can't remember a time when you weren't singing.
That's pretty much true. My dad's a songwriter. So he raised me around it and showed me chords on the piano when I was a kid. And yeah, I've been singing my whole life. But, you know, I don't know if that's really fair because I think most kids sing, right? I think that as we grow up, we start forgetting how to do that and thinking we can't do it or getting told we can't do it. And that's kind of, it's just the karma this world lays on us. And it's not really fair because everyone sings since they're a kid, right?
Well, a lot of us don't sing. I mean, I have to admit some of us are kind of inhibited because we don't have great voices and we're not really encouraged by
I don't think I sounded
culture.
That good when I was like three. I think I probably was really annoying.
But your parents probably encouraged you and supported you because they were musicians themselves, right?
They did. I'm really lucky to have a lot of encouragement in that way.
And so they exposed you to a lot of different kinds of music, which find their way into the music that you write today.
Yeah. That's true.
So, Melody, tell us a little about yourself. You grew up in the Bay Area?
I grew up over in Martinez, so in the northeast eastern region of the Bay, the very tip of the East Bay. We like to still consider ourselves East Bay, but many people in Oakland and Berkeley probably would laugh at us.
San Martin is in Contra Costa County. That's the seat of the county, isn't it?
It is the county seat. That's right. Yeah. Lots of lawyers and criminals and all kinds of good stuff there.
Older buildings. It's a very interesting place.
It is, yeah. There's a really cool historic downtown, and there's John Muir's home is there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's nothing, though, compared to where Jacob's from. He's from Richmond, Virginia, so he looks at stuff in the Bay Area and California and just has a little chuckle to himself because everything over there is like 200-300 years old, and that's over here we got everything 100 years old. That's so old.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So Virginia's got a little more history, I think, but...
And then you went off to college to Humboldt State. Is that where you and Jacob met?
Well, actually, we did meet in Humboldt, but that was after I had graduated with my music degree and everything. I met Jacob when he was playing an albino Afrobeat band. They came through on tour. They were down here in the Bay, and I had a world fusion a cappella group called Acabella. And we opened for Albino in Eureka. and that's how we met. The bass player introduced us, and... I think he secretly knew we were both single and played bluegrass as well as African-based music and that we'd probably get along. So we got to... Thanks, Aaron. That was nice.
So, Jacob, tell us a little about yourself. You play guitar and mandolin with Melody, but you have a degree in jazz studies from Oberlin Conservatory. How did you end up doing this?
Well, grew up playing rock and roll and then got into jazz, and then Oberlin has a long history of folk music. Going back to the 60s, and it's still going on, and I ended up forming a jug band with a number of friends there, many of whom are out here, and got way into jug music and early roots music and some bluegrass, and then moved out here and just kind of got taken up with the bluegrass scene, kind of left jazz behind and started playing just any music I could get my hands on. I was playing albino, like Afro pop band for a while, and but always kept bluegrass and country and folk at my heart, and glad to be back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what you're doing with Melody is not too far removed from where you started. You came from Richmond, Virginia, so you must have been exposed to a lot of Appalachian music.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I was a big fan of Mike Seeger growing up.
Ah.
And would go see him every New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
My dad would take me up to the First Night Virginia in Charlottesville, and we'd see him play, and... So, yeah, definitely exposed to a lot of that stuff growing up.
Yeah. My guests today are Melody Walker and Jacob Groopman on KALW. Can I get the two of you to play another song for us?
We would love to.
Three Little Pookaboos?
Sure. Yeah, let's do it.
This is the first song that Melody and I wrote together. We've begun writing together, and we were up in Alaska last summer and wrote this tune. We live in Richmond by the train tracks, and so... There's a little blue caboose that runs up and down the train tracks. We don't really know what it does or why it's there, but we speculate. And so this is a song about that. Okay. Mm-hmm. 1, 2.
Little blue caboose, where are you going? Little blue caboose, where are you from? Riding down that Richmond line, engine towing you behind. Oh, little blue caboose, what have you done?
Built in California in the springtime, from the finest redwood in the land. Through the summer, through the fall, 50 winters, seen them all. I never know just what's around the bend.
Little blue caboose, where are you going? Little blue caboose, where are you from? Riding down that Richmond line, engine towing you behind. Oh, little blue caboose, what have you done?
Me. I don't have no engineer to steer. I drive myself right down the track, looking forward, never back. And where I'm headed ain't exactly clear.
Little blue caboose, where are you going? Little blue caboose, where are you from? Riding down that Richmond line, engine towing you behind. Oh, little blue caboose, what have you done? Little blue caboose, where are you from? Riding down that Richmond line, engine towing you behind. Oh, little blue caboose, what have you done? Oh, little blue caboose, what have you done?
We heard Little Blue Caboose, a song co-written by Jacob Gutman and Melody Walker, my special guests today on KALW. Melody and Jacob will be performing at the San Francisco Free Folk Festival next Saturday, June 9th, 3 p.m. on the Leadbelly stage. The festival will have five stages of live performers and 46 different classes and workshops and 36 different dance classes. Richard Rice is one of the many volunteer coordinators, and he's in charge of booking the music. Richard, I have to congratulate you and your colleagues once again. You outdid yourself.
Well, in addition to the great free music performances, which is what you expect at a free folk festival, I think one of the unique things about the San Francisco Free Folk Fest is that we combine the music with the opportunity to take free classes, the educational aspect. The workshops are one of the most popular things that we do. They're always packed. I always try to sneak away and check them out. Workshops for music and also for dance. And the dance is a big part of what we do also. So Marlene McCall books the workshops, the music workshops, and does a great job. And Kathleen Myers, this is her second year of booking the dance workshops. And also packed and just a lot of fun. There are some new things that she's doing. There's going to be a ballroom dance for, I hope I get it right, but the name of it, but it's the Downton Abbey in honor of Downton Abbey, dances from Downton Abbey. And then every year they do Bollywood Fire, which is one of my favorites. It's a lot of fun, a lot of different kinds of things. And I think that's the thing that that attracted me to the festival from the start, was just not just one kind of music, not just one kind of, not just Americana music and that sort of thing, not just folk music, pure folk music, but just all sorts of acoustic music and dance from around the world.
Yeah, well, there's so much going on here. You know, looking at the schedule, it must be a little like herding cats trying to coordinate so many musicians.
Well, sometimes. For the most part, I mean, we like to talk about, you know, oh, well, it was hard, it was this, it was that. But I think for the most part, it's just really a lot of fun. It's an amazing thing. People pull together, you know. There are some difficulties, and we, even though we're a free festival, we're sort of an amateur festival, if you will, we try to have the experience not necessarily be professional, but be high quality, you know, as high quality as possible. So it's tough. You know, you're getting people, every aspect of the festival is free. And it's, frankly, it's a weird festival. I mean, it's weird, you know. It's, who does that? You know, we don't have any corporate sponsors. We really don't have any sponsors. You know, it's all the people that walk in the door putting money in buckets. I don't know how we do it every year. You know, we somehow do it. But the sound engineers donate their time. The greeters donate their time. The bookers of all the stages and the rooms donate their time. So it's all donated. The performers, the teachers, the dancers, the dance instructors. It's a big thing, because there's so much to do. I mean, we have to have a big space, so that's expensive, and it's been really expensive in the past. And now, you know, I think the school is working with us. The school district's working with us a little bit. I think we're going to be at the Presidio Middle School for a long time now. Okay. I think we're happy to finally have a home that we're going to be at for a while. It's a beautiful place with an amazing auditorium and a lot of San Francisco history. And we're happy to be there. So,
well, Richard, I've known you for a long time. It seems like you've been involved with the Free Folk Festival for many years. What keeps you coming back year after year?
I think it's that sense of discovery, that sense of surprise around the around every corner. There's some kind of surprise. There's what we try to control, and then there's stuff going on in the hallways, you know, where people just come and play, and bands that will just set up and play for people out in the and jams. And there's a jam room this year. It's our second or third year of doing the jam room, second year, I think, where we, you know, jam around certain themes, and we have jam leaders, and that's proved to be really successful, really popular. I think it's this idea that if people have an idea, they want to do something and say, hey, we want to show a movie, or we want to highlight this kind of music, we want to highlight this kind of experience, we have a place for it, you know. It fits in, and it's just including a lot of different people, a lot of different, with a lot of great creative ideas, so.
Well, looking at this program schedule, there's something for almost everyone. You know, there's classes in, you know, gypsy jazz guitar, musical saw, concertina, acoustic bass, folk harp, you know, 20 or 30 different types of singing, dulcimer, mandolin, and on stage there's a diversity of musicians performing jug bands, sea shanties, Americana, country, Scottish, Irish, tango, gypsy jazz, singer-songwriter, and then there's the dance classes that cover European, Middle Eastern, Latin American, Indian, Bavarian shoe plotting.
Thanks for saying that, because I really didn't want to go anywhere near that word, Joanne.
It's German. Paris cafe dancing, blues, Appalachian clogging, and I'm leaving out a lot. So if you want to find out what's going on next weekend, go to www.sffolkfest.org. Let's get back to more music with Melody Walker and Jacob Grootman. What's next?
Well, I figured we'd play you a slow one. This is, I said my dad was a songwriter, and he still is. He wrote this one just 2 years ago, and I was living back with them for a minute as I moved back down to the Bay, and it was cool. I heard him working on this song, and I helped him out. I gave him a quarter or two, and it, you know, but it was cool. We were getting a little competition with songwriting, and when it came time to do the album, you know, I was like, we don't really have like a slow sort of love song on it. And then I remembered the song that he had been writing, and I was like, Dad, can I record that song? It's a really great song. So here it is. It's called Stars Align.
Lost in longing a long time ago, dreaming about you all the time. Our hearts were so young, a tender memory that brought us to this morning time. When we kiss, stars align, all align in a song, a song of longing, a long time ago, going back in my thinking about that time we had, and going back in my mind, what it was that brought our hearts together. Stars align, all align in a song, a song of longing, a
mama.
What a beautiful song. Stars Align, co-written by Melody Walker and her father.
Oh, he wrote most of it. Don't say that on the air.
I'm giving you too much credit. Sorry.
I just wrote the B7.
Melody Walker and Jacob Groopman live in the KALW studios today on Folk Music and Beyond. So, Melody, you call your music Americali, not Americana? What's the difference?
Well, we'd like to think that there's a few more eclectic influences going on in our music, but you know, what is Americana anyway? We figure it's like American music, and so we're bringing in that there's a California music element to it too, and whatever that means to you. But I think an album title Gold Rush Goddess kind of says it all, probably.
Yeah, so on the surface, your music has a lot in common with Americana, but as you've been saying, your songs draw from a lot of different influences. Not only country and bluegrass, but rock and pop and classical, jazz and world music. And you've traveled around the world. You spent some time in India.
Yeah, I did.
And you had a big hit that went up on YouTube, right?
Well, it wasn't like a hit as, you know.
It went viral, didn't it?
It went a little bit viral. I had sung a little folk song that I learned kind of on the street in Kerala, South India. And I just sung it in my webcam so I wouldn't forget it and so I could share it with some of my friends and be like, hey, look at this awesome, cool song that I learned. It was just a cappella. And it started getting all these views from mostly Indian dudes. Mm-hmm. And, lots of comments and people just really positive saying like, wow, great job. Like Malayalam is a really hard language and good job, you know, white girl. Nice job. So, you know, there was that. And then it kind of blew up another level when it was used on this political satire show, which was kind of like the Daily Show of Malayalam speakers. And the clip was used in there to shed light on the poor English skills of one of their politicians. And it was interesting. I had to do some checking into it to make sure that they weren't making fun of me completely. And it turns out they were just using me to make fun of someone else. So I'm okay with that. And it got a whole bunch more views after that too. And the clip of the show, and it's like all the different mirrors of it and copies that people have made now, it's like over 500,000 views. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. So what does it mean when you have, a song or something going viral on YouTube? How do you capitalize on it?
I don't really know how you capitalize on it. Yeah, it's kind of strange. You know, I have all these fans kind of halfway across the world, and and I don't really, I don't think that I'm going to learn Malayalam anytime soon. It is a really hard language. It's a monster. Oh. And I'm not really sure that that's kind of the path that I'm on. It's like trying to do the Indian fusion thing. But we have arranged that song, Kaitola, for the duo with banjo. We don't have it today, sorry. We don't have the banjo with us, but we're thinking about recording that and releasing it as a digital single, just so they have something people can like download if they want to hear it, you know.
Cool. So do the two of you see yourself staying in the Bay Area, or do you think you're going to eventually head out to you know, cities that have more of you know, a music center like New York or Nashville?
Well, we've been talking about moving to Nashville. New York's too expensive. Mm-hmm. Even though there's an incredible Americana and roots music scene going on in Brooklyn and in Manhattan, but we kind of see ourselves doing a lot of touring over the next 2-3 years. And you look at a map of the country and like, where's a nice centralized location to tour all the different regions out of? And Nashville seems to be that place. And there's, you know, of course it's Nashville, so there's great music there too. I think it remains to be seen what our final plans will be. We love the Bay Area. I love living here. But for our careers and for the best for what's going to be for us, I don't know. It's a little early to tell, but I think that's something we're going to be deciding pretty soon.
We might kind of end up living on the road, honestly. We might really not get to have a home base for a while if we're really going to do it. But we love living here, and if we ever have to move away from here, we're going to miss the food so bad.
Oh my gosh.
It's amazing. When you go on the road, it's amazing because there really is like a culinary wasteland happening in many parts of the country. And I mean, even on like Highway 5, you know, interstate going down to LA, you can't get anything to eat. It's horrible. So that's probably the biggest thing I'll miss if we have to leave. But we love it here. We love Richmond.
Yeah. So we have time for a couple more songs, I think. Are you ready to play another one for us?
Sure. Let me just make sure it's in tune. I like it. Cool. All right, so this one is a song about, I said I lived in Eureka, California for a while, and there was a chimp that lived at the zoo up there named Bill, and in his younger days he was known as Billy the Champ. And he was a boxing circus monkey. And he was actually stolen from Africa as a little baby chimp. Probably his parents were poached and, you know, they sold the baby chimp to the circus. And then once he, you know, started going through puberty or whatever they call it in a chimp, he, you know, chimps become very strong and violent and they're not really so cute anymore. Mm-hmm. And so they end up going into captivity. And he ended up in captivity in the Eureka City Zoo. And so this little song that I wrote about him, he died recently. 62. He made it all the way to 62. They can live quite a long time. And he had a lot of personality. So this is a tune about Billy the Champ. Ready?
Was a boxer before the age of two. With a cigar in his mouth, he'd blow his smoke at you. Bill was a sailor. He sailed across the ocean blue to a land that was the only home he ever knew. And he never looked back to Africa. Bill was amazing. When you saw him in the ring, he knocked out all those other dancing chimpanzees. Bill was a good boy till the tender age of 10, when his strength and his confusion got the best of him. Wishing he could go back to Africa, where the flowers bloom and the sun comes up. So I put him in those chains and whispered, sweet boy, oh good boy. As they put him in that cage, I whispered, sweet boy, oh good boy.
show at the Eureka City Zoo. Just a pacing in his prison and arousing you. He would go crazy if he smelled a cigarette, for all those times he choked under the circus tent. But he would never go back to Africa, where the air shines clear above the dust. Children came and laughed and played and then they left. Bill was an old one and he got sick at 62. The zookeepers, they did the best that they could do, but they never went back to Africa, where the flowers bloom and the sun comes up and the air shines clear above the dust.
Melody Walker and Jacob Groopman performing for us here on KALW. You can see them tonight at the Plow and Stars at 116 Clement Street in San Francisco, and they will be on stage next Saturday at 3 at the San Francisco Free Folk Festival. And they will also be performing next Saturday evening as part of a double bill with the Shook Twins. And this is taking place at Studio 55 Marin. The address is 1455A East Francisco Boulevard in San Rafael. Melody, Jacob, it looks like we have time for one more song.
Cool. I should mention tonight, too, we've got a full band with us. Some of the members of this band, the Bucky Walters from Humboldt, came down and are playing with us tonight. We're going to be playing a co-bill, Plow and Stars, with American Nomad. If you've never checked out American Nomad, they are awesome. And so we'll have a bass player and a banjo player. It's going to be extra fun.
And we're going to be playing tomorrow as well at the Mateel Summer Arts and Music Festival in Benbow, California. So we're kind of doing a little Humboldt tour, playing a couple dates with our friends, the Bucky Walters.
We tune because we care.
You're not quite in tune, fortunately. It's your B string. Everybody out there in Radio Land can tune as well if they want.
Are you all tuning? Good job.
All right.
Let's do it. This is a little 80s cover that we like to do. In my opinion, one of the best songs of the 80s. One of the best things about the 80s, actually. There were a lot of bad things, but this was one of the greatest things that came out of it for me.
One, two, three, four.
Mississippi Delta was shining like a national guitar. And I am following the river down the highway to the cradle of the Civil War. I'm going to Graceland, Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Poor boys and pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. My traveling companion is 9 years old. He's the child of my first marriage. And I've reason to believe we both will be received in Graceland. She calls up to tell me that she's gone. As if I didn't know that. As if I didn't know my own bed. As if I never noticed the way she brushed her hair from her forehead. And I said, losing love is like a window in your heart. Everybody sees you're blown apart. Everybody feels the wind blow. Ooh, oh, in Graceland, Graceland. I'm going to Graceland. Poor boys and pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. And my traveling companions are ghosts and empty sockets. I'm looking at ghosts and empties now. Reasons I cannot explain, some part of me still wants to see Graceland. Tumbling in turmoil, I say, so this is what she means. She means we're bouncing into Graceland. And I say, losing love is like a window in your heart. Everybody sees you're blown apart. Everybody feels the wind blow. And pilgrims as families, and we are going to Graceland. I may be obliged to defend every love and every ending. Well, maybe there's no obligations now. Well, maybe I've reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland.
Melody Walker, Jacob Groopman, thanks for stopping by and sharing your music with us today.
Thanks so much for having us.
And thanks also to Richard Rice for coming in to talk about the San Francisco Free Folk Festival, which is happening next weekend. For the complete program schedule, visit www.sffolkfest.org. And thanks also to my engineer, Bob Campbell. A Patchwork Quilt is next on 91.7 KALW San Francisco. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another edition.